Jim Armendariz has lived and breathed Ogden Elementary for most of his life. In 1964, he roamed the hallways as a young immigrant child from Mexico. His family, quite poor at the time, Armendariz could barely speak English.
Came with 8 kids and parents and everything we owned in one car. School was hard and not fun, and there were a lot of teachers who didn't understand where I came from or how to help me. I soon decided to dedicate my life to helping kids navigate the system and be successful.
Armendariz became a teacher, and this year starts his 38th year with the district, his 18th as Ogden's principal. The school has the highest poverty rate in the district, and as a Title I school, it qualifies for federal dollars. Armendariz says Ogden is also the most isolated school in the district.
There's still a little bit of cultural difference because we're like the out-of-town country school as opposed to the progressive town schools. In reality, we're the best-kept secret in the district. We do a great job educating kids here despite our high poverty rates, and we even garnered a National Blue Ribbon Award in 2014.
Last year, Ogden Elementary celebrated its 100th year of existence, celebrating with a party and even a Panther alum who attended the school in 1936. Armendariz says the social-emotional aspect of learning has driven much of the curriculum.
My belief is that it's a foundational skill, a foundational teaching. If a child isn't comfortable, happy, secure, it's pretty tough to teach them. Our population hovers around 30% of our students receive special education services, and so it's a big part of their individual education plans, and so we've always done a lot of social-emotional learning.
Armendariz says his role as principal is as the lead teacher.
I think my best days are when I get to teach. I do that every chance I get. Last year, because of MTSS and our philosophy that it should be all hands on deck, I taught an enrichment math class to 6th graders 4 days a week, and I can tell you it was the best part of my day.
His dedication has earned him numerous awards over the years, including recognition by the National Teachers Hall of Fame in 2014. For News Radio KMAN, I'm Brandon Peoples.